You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
John Underhill from Burn Vents is with us in studio. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Gavin.
Lambing season.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is coming upon us. And indeed calving as well. So the maternity ward is sort of opening up a little bit.
Your busiest time of year?
Vets sort of Yeah, it is. Well, from now on will be our busy period.
When
it fully kicks on, in, yeah, for sure. And yeah, so we have births and we have complications with those, but I won't go into that this morning. I was going to talk about a condition in sheep that we see at the moment regularly enough. And if you've got sheep, it'd probably be of interest to you. And it's a condition called twin lamb disease. And as the name suggests, it's a disease that affects typically used with that are carrying twins. And so it's or the other name for this, pregnancy toxemia. Now it's different from what people get or women get, but pregnancy toxemia in ewes is a condition where that occurs typically in the last month of pregnancy, where the ewe doesn't have enough energy. It's not getting enough energy from their diet. And in late pregnancy, most of the energy requirements, 3/4 of the energy requirements are in the latter end of the pregnancy. And normally if sheep are, the diet will cater for all, you know, their needs. But if they're pregnant, obviously they've got to manage the babies as well.
Of course, yeah.
On board. And if their diet doesn't change enough, isn't upped, the energy levels in their diet isn't sort of increased.
I was going to ask what might be a very simplistic question, but is the onus to avert this on the farmers?
Yeah.
As opposed to
it is.
The animal not
it is,
the appetite?
Yeah. It is because, unfortunately, what happens is the ewe is heavily pregnant and she will, if her energy requirements aren't enough in her diet, she'll give them to the babies first at her own, to her own detriment. So babies trump the
Of course,
mother,
maternal instinct.
Right? Maternal
knowledge,
instinct
yeah.
kicks in, and the lambs get most of the energy, and then she's left with the scraps, so to speak. And what happens then is that, okay, she hasn't enough diet, so she starts to burn off the reserves. So the reserve tank, what's there? There's fat there, start burning fat. There's muscle mass, you can produce glucose from protein. Sheep can do this. They burn off fats, so they get thinner. They produce ketone bodies because fat, the energy from fat is not as efficient as the other mechanisms, and they produce ketone bodies.
So when you talk about upping the diet, is it more? Is it different?
It's more.
Food?
Yeah, it's more. And it depends on, okay, whether they're carrying twins, you know, what's the weather like? Is it very cold? There's a lot of factors, so you need to monitor the condition of the sheep, and you can also monitor them by actually blood sampling them to see what levels of ketones are there, or ketone bodies can be measured in the blood, and that'll give you an indicator as to, if you take a proportion of the flock and you measure the blood levels, it'll tell you like how much you really need to up your concentrates by.
Sure.
So it's typically concentrates that you need to increase.
I understand that it's For why you'd be focusing on yours of twins, can it happen? Would yours rate of a single birth?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, it would, yeah. It's
same pressures would be there.
Yeah, there's more pressure, obviously, with multiple. You know, if there's more than one lamb, then except triplets would be even worse again, you know?
Of course.
So, and as I said, like stressors like, you know, inclement weather, obviously, you know, would have a bearing on this because they've got to produce more heat to maintain themselves. So it's all about how much energy is coming into the body and how they deal with it. If you're typically they get dull and they actually go off their food, ironically, with it, because the ketones disturb their sort of behaviour, you know. So they'll go off their food, they'll become dull, they'll get quite odd in their behaviour in some respects, in that they become very brave. You know, if you bring a dog up to them, they'll just look at them, you know, rather than run away. So, yeah, it's strange.
Okay.
It has a strange effect on their sort of their thought processes,
sure.
You know. So it's, ironically, then it can really snowball because they're not eating. And they can get, you know, hefty mortalities with this. The treatment, if you get in there early, obviously you've got to check the diet sort of situation, but oral propylene glycol is the treatment for it.
Okay.
It's not glucose, so don't go making up potions with glucose in them. It's no good to them. You need propylene glycol.
Something very different. And just really quickly, is it the same? I know we focused on sheep, but is it the same or similar with the cows and
cattle? Yeah, can get it. Yeah, they can. It's more of a problem in sheep, but you can get it in cattle. For sure, hopefully with the way fodder is this year, it's what you'd expect in a fodder crisis. In fact,
yeah,
that scenario in cattle this year, I don't think it'll be much of an issue. But oddly enough, we're seeing it in sheep for some reason lately, and it's a thing that people should be aware of. A urine sample from EOS will also give you you can measure the ketones in the urine as well. It's a very handy, quick way of getting a diagnosis on it.
John O'Neill from Burn Vets, appreciate your time.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.